Let me ask you something. You don't ask. I mean, it's just a rhetorical question. Can any of you people, can any of you, if I told you, or your religion, or whatever you think is most important philosophically, if it dictated to you that right now, from this moment forward, you will never communicate with your child, your wife, your husband, your brother, your sister, your best friend, can you imagine that? Would you ever accept that? Can you think that you would ever accept that? So we think about that, and people talk about disconnection, right? But I must imagine that somewhere in your mind you think, I'd never do that. I assure you that any Scientologist, the day before he was a Scientologist, would never consider that. I, for one, now, I can't imagine. My children, are you crazy? There's no way. And so that leads me to think about something, is that for me to do that, and now I'm no expert on psychology or psychiatry or the mind or anything, so I don't know what brainwashing is really, and the Scientologists will argue it, or mind control. There's something that's got to be done to me for me to make that leap, just as you know it would be for you. Yet thousands and thousands of Scientologists do it like that. Indeed, when I left the church, and I was very popular, and I was not a loud, disaffected person. But one fine day, after a long story, which I won't bore you with now, you know, I realized that I couldn't keep my own personal integrity and continue to be part of nor support the organization. I said, you know, I'm going to slip out the door, guys, basically. Every single person who was associated with me was contacted. I called people. I mean, I never said goodbye. There was one girl who had found out, who was very close to my wife, you know, and she sobbed for hours, apologetically. You know, said, I just can't leave. I can't, you know, I need it for my kids, she was saying, and stuff like that, you know, and I can't tell her how to lead her life. And so, again, back to you government people who are, your job is to protect the common wheel. Something's happening. There's just too much circumstantial evidence. Like, that ain't right. You know? So, I mean, just let alone, I mean, imagine just if you're a Catholic. I don't want to belabor the point, but you're a Catholic, and something terrible happens in your life. Your child dies or whatever, and you just feel like there must be no God. We've heard stories like this. And you say, I'm going to leave the church, you know, or whatever, you stop being a practicing Catholic. I'm not saying it's right or it's wrong. It might screw up Christmas dinner with mom and dad. But I don't think mom and dad would say, you know, they would move, nor return your call. You know, me, I had a 4-year-old son at the time when I left. Excuse me. And, I mean, he was kicked out of school. I mean, it's not nothing terrible. I didn't lose a family member. But, I mean, it's an interesting thing to just have a 4-year-old come home and, why can't I see this kid? Why can't I see his only friends? You know, hey, luckily he's a social guy and he's doing fine now. He's made a lot of friends. But that ain't a church to me. But you see, these things get justified for the greatest good. You see how it all kind of goes together? Because it's hard to understand. So what I want to do is try to make people understand. Because a lot of people say, how could this? How? I don't quite know. I'm not an expert. But something happened. Even now, you know, it's interesting. You think, oh, Jason woke up. He's out. Yeah, I woke up and I got out. But it's as though, I don't normally talk a lot about my own personal thing, but just to illustrate, because I'm doing, I'd say, relatively well. But it's the best way I can equate it, it's like if you were hypnotized. So, to some degree, I came up. It's like I woke up, like you wake up in the morning, you know? And it took me about, I'd say, 5-6 months to maybe get out of bed. But, you know, I'm just now maybe making the coffee. I'm not quite there yet. Because nobody snapped their fingers and said, you know, when I snap my fingers and say, chicken, you're no longer going to be a chicken. Do you understand? All right. So that, those are some things that I think are dangerous. Here's some more things that I think are dangerous that I hope can be useful, that I can talk about, besides the grievous things that they were talking about. Everybody knows Scientology costs a lot of money. It's a lot of money. And that also affects the society when you've got people paying a lot of money that's not taxable, of course, okay? Part of this that's hidden, that has become apparent to me, and one of the things that led to my leaving, is that I realized that it's a ripoff. Is that a word that communicates? Okay, good. So a ripoff. In other words, David Miscavige and the executive hierarchy are aware that they're ripping people off, and I can give you examples. Okay? So here's one. There's a course, this is what I've learned since I've been out, called the Key to Life Life Orientation Course. It's two courses that go together, and it's supposed to make you understand life and know what your real purpose in life is. That's the end product that they sell. It's a very expensive course, okay? For many, and they've been selling this thing and telling you it's imperative that you do it. If you want to really make your correct steps on the bridge to total freedom, okay? Now, what I've learned since I've gotten out is that for 10 years, really, literally since it's been released, they were aware that the whole thing was screwed up and that it didn't work. But they continue to not only have it available, but to push it on people. While behind the scenes, they're working feverishly to learn how to fix it. And guess what will happen when it's fixed? They'll tell everybody that not only the ones who did it, they'll have a new push. The Key to Life is re-released perfectly. And so all you other people who've already done it, you should do it again. You don't get and not for free. And that's brainwashing too, because the other people say, oh, goody, because I always had a problem with my Key to Life. It's sad. Okay, there's many, many examples of this. There's this thing that came out. When did the Golden Age of Tech come out? 1996. They came out with this thing, the Golden Age of Tech. In other words, everything had been going wrong. Anything that had been going wrong in Scientology is because the tech, which is the scriptures, the meat and potatoes of Scientology, how it is done, was being misapplied. And thanks to David Miscavige, he's figured the whole thing out, and now you have to do this Golden Age of Tech.